Welcome back to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The new generation of smartphones, they're too smart for Big Brother, and they're presenting a major problem for the National Security Agency, the NSA, and the FBI. They can be easily encrypted by consumers and block the government from spying. The users' emails, contacts, and photos are scrambled in a way so bad so that Apple or Google have no access to that information, even if they get a warrant. Recently, the head of the FBI, James Comey, said these phones put America at risk. Here he is speaking at the Brookings Institute, recorded by C-SPAN.
And unfortunately, the law has not kept pace with technology, and this disconnect has created the significant public safety problem we have long described as going dark. And what it means is this. Those charged with protecting our people aren't always able to access the evidence we need to prosecute crime and prevent terrorism, even with lawful authority.
And so what do you think? Do you think these encrypted phones should be outlawed? They're asking for a law to prevent this from having this encryption at your fingertips. We invite you to join the conversation. Give us a call. The number's 210-614-8980. You can email your questions and comments to thesource@tpr.org and also send us a tweet at @tprsource. Our guest this half hour, Harley Geiger, senior counsel at the Center for Democracy and Technology. Harley, welcome to The Source.
Thank you very much for having me.
So it sounds pretty bad, according to the director. You know, they're going to be go dark. Is that true?
Well, first let me say that the Center for Democracy and Technology definitely respects the work that law enforcement does and the very real challenges that they face. However, this is a golden age of surveillance, and we are creating more data about ourselves than ever before, and the government is able to exploit it to a greater degree than ever before. So we don't think that the going dark storyline really holds water. And in fact, we strongly support companies protecting our devices, like our phones, and our internet services, like email or Wi-Fi, with strong encryption. We view encryption as protective of consumers and the public, and would be providing us with greater overall security, contrary to what the director of the FBI happens to believe.
So I don't have one of these brand new phones yet, so how wide open am I to surveillance?
I guess it depends on what phone you do use and how up-to-date the software is. And in fact, you know, it depends on a lot of other factors. But there are – it has been clear over the past few – just the past few months that there are some pretty major and systemic security flaws in internet architecture, in mobile phone networks and network architecture, and even such things as the point of sale readers where you swipe your credit card in a retail outlet. I think it is safe to say that there are a lot of security problems, and this is one of the reasons why we support strong encryption. And it will help defend against malicious hackers. It helps defend against identity theft. It'll deter phone theft, and it can help keep out overbroad government surveillance, and not just by the U.S. government, but by foreign agencies as well. So making strong encryption, we believe, will help prevent more crimes from occurring.
Well, the FBI is saying that they had cases. They brought up like one in Louisiana, another in Los Angeles, saying because we're able to peek into people's phones, we're able to protect people's lives, murderers and pedophiles, they are, you know, they can't hide because they don't have this encryption. This encryption will be a benefit to them.
So there's a couple of responses to that. I know that I'm not sure about the specific examples that you listed, but I know that some of the examples that Mr. Comey had mentioned involve things like text messages and other things that were sent over the wireless network. And there are records for that data, not just held on the phone. I mean, if you send a text message, then your communication service provider likely also has a copy of that message, and the government would be able to go to them and ask for data on your account. Now, if we're talking about just files that are purely on the phone, so if you've taken a picture of something, for example, and haven't sent it over the internet or haven't sent it through the cloud, then yes, encryption would keep the government out of the phone and potentially seeing that data on the phone. However, number one, those products already existed. There were already products that you could put onto your phone with strong encryption that would conceal files on your phone or other devices like your laptop. So that's already there. What Apple and Google and some of the other companies now, what they're really doing is making this technology, this strong encryption, available to more people, to average consumers. Criminals who know that they've got something to hide are already well aware of these strong encryption products. Number two, the courts can compel you to decrypt your phone. Although it's a little bit mixed, and this is an area of law that is still evolving, but there is at least some case law out there that shows that courts could give you an order to say you must decrypt your phone because we think that there is something incriminating on there.
Well, if you say I'm not going to do it, they throw you in jail for 30 days. But if you've got something on there that could get you in jail for 30 years, what are you going to do?
Well, that is an open question also. I'm not sure, and I need to look into this more myself, and as to whether or not you are indeed in contempt for only 30 days. My understanding was that at least in some cases, you can be in contempt for far, far longer, and in fact can be held until you actually comply with the court order.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines really quick. Clayton has called in. The number is 614-8980. Clayton, welcome to The Source. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My comment is this. I find it extremely troubling that our government seems to be saying, in essence, that you cannot have something that is beyond our reach. And I think our Constitution has something to say about that. I will listen to the reaction off the air. Thank you.
Clayton, thanks for calling in. Appreciate that. And so, Harley, Constitution, what's it say?
The Constitution says that the government must give you due process before it gets an item. So before it is able to search your phone or get your emails and so forth, then you have due process rights. The Constitution doesn't say that we have things that are that we have the right to keep things from government reach, only that we have the right to due process.
What about like our personal papers and things? You know, unwarranted
well,
search
right.
and seizure.
And there was in fact a recent Supreme Court ruling which requires now a warrant to search your cell phone. So to go back to your earlier example about the police searching the phone, they've already are supposed to get a warrant in order to search the phone. Unless there's an emergency or some sort of other exigent circumstance, they have to have a warrant anyway. So asking the government to also get an order to compel decryption should not be too much of an additional burden.
But the thing is that they used to go to Google and they would get the phone, then they would take it to Google or to Apple and say, encrypt this or decode it for us, and they would have a warrant. Now when they come with the warrant, and Google and Apple say, we can't do it.
Well, that's right. It would be up to the user to do it, or the government would have to get it some other way. And the user would have to comply with the court order or be held in contempt, or they would have to seek the information from the service provider, which they would be able to do if it was sent over the Internet. The toughest use case is for information that is held just on the phone. But again, at least in some circumstances, they should be able to get a court order ordering the decryption. Now, what the FBI director is calling for is a backdoor to encryption into not just phones, but all technology services. I mean, he expanded the proposal beyond just phones. So he's calling for a backdoor security vulnerability into things like Wi-Fi or email services and other types of Internet services.
Okay, we're going to figure out what that means, backdoor, front door, what it means for you, the listener, the consumer, with your private information. If you've got a question or a comment, give us a call. The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX. This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. They want your phone information to be kept private from the government. New technology, new smartphones, the next generation could have an encryption method that is too tough for the NSA and for the FBI to crack, and they don't like that. We're speaking with Harley Geiger. He's a senior counsel at the Center for Democracy and Technology. He disputes the danger, the risk to America argument that we're hearing from the head of the FBI, James Comey. So, Harley, tell me more about this backdoor. The FBI wants a backdoor. What does that mean?
So what they're calling for is for technology services and products. So when I say products, I mean things like phones, services like email or Wi-Fi networks.
Or even when we get these new smart cars, to even figure out where you've been and how long you were there and stuff like that?
Certainly. So mostly any kind of technology service or product. He didn't differentiate between them. But any kind of technology service or product with strong encryption, they would like to have a security vulnerability, a flaw in the security built in to the encryption so that when the government wants to place a phone or an email account or a Wi-Fi network under surveillance, then everything is wiretap ready. And that's what we mean by a backdoor into the product. And this would cause a lot of problems and maybe not actually prevent major crimes. Because if the FBI gets what it wants, and all of our devices or communication services do have this built-in security flaw, then that vulnerability will not just be exploited by the U.S. government, but it will also be exploited by criminal hackers and foreign governments.
And sleazy newspaper reporters like they did with the, you know, Murdoch's papers.
Quite possibly. In fact, this was something that we believe happened to a couple major American tech companies in China, where the authorized access points that was required to allow the government there to comply with or to get information in response to warrants, those authorized access points were hacked in an unauthorized way.
Now, Director Comey says that we have – our imaginations have run away with us. We watch too much TV that if we think the FBI can just flip a switch and get all of this information at their fingertips. So is that true?
Probably, no, I think he's right. I don't think that they can get it just with the flip of a switch in most cases anyway. In many cases, it does involve them going to a court and getting an order and having to show that there's a reason for them to hack into something or a reason for them to require information to be produced. But that is the law in the United States. We have a due process right.
Right, but these courts have not been very – they don't have a high standard. It seems like they just, if you walk in the door and you ask for something, you pretty much get it. I mean, that's their track record.
You know, it certainly is the case with a lot of surveillance requests. In the case of the NSA's broad spying on Americans and their phone records, that was a very low standard. And the NSA was able to get a court order giving them the phone records of every American. And they were able to do it without having to show a connection to a crime or to terrorism. In the case of your emails and your Facebook messages and other private online communications, in many cases, the government actually does not need a warrant. This is part of the problem with the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, which is a law that the Center for Democracy and Technology has been working to reform now for quite some time. We're pushing to have a warrant standard built into that law for your private online messages. But the way the law is written right now, they don't need a warrant in many circumstances.
Now, Director Comey is also saying that these new technologies will put them in the dark, but they still have access to metadata and cell phone towers and all sorts of other gizmos that will be able to provide a lot of information, access to the cloud even. So is that really the dark?
We don't believe that it is the dark.
Is it just a dimness? It just, you know, not as bright?
No, I mean, not as bright as if all of our information were completely public, certainly. But as I said before, I mean, we view this as a golden age of surveillance. There's more data about ourselves than ever before, and the government is able to collect it and process it with greater accuracy to a greater degree than ever before. So we don't view this as a matter of going dark. And now, to be fair, you know, there may well be some instances where the government is not able to get the information in time that it needs. That is a possibility. But we view this in the larger context of overall security, and we look at how encryption for our phones, for our internet services, actually helps deter and theft and prevent hacking for the average consumer. And we think that overall that will provide greater security.
I've heard horror stories that there's technology out there that someone can turn my iPhone on without me knowing it and turn it into an eavesdropping device. You know that there's that exists. Is that true?
That is true.
Would this encryption keep that from happening?
I wouldn't say this is just for iPhones. I mean, this is
sure.
This is possible with phones of all kinds, and including laptops. Laptops can You can have the camera turned on, and they don't even have to turn on the light, letting you know that it's on. That is possible. Would this prevent it from happening? It would help. I'm not. There are different vulnerabilities in devices in different ways. I mean, it's not going to help you necessarily if somebody, for example, takes your phone from you while you're not looking and jams a thumb drive into it and loads malicious code onto it. But it helps patch up one major vulnerability, and it will certainly help prevent against unauthorized interception of your communications as they're traveling between you and whoever you're conversing with.
So the FBI, the NSA, they want Congress to pass a law that would, stop this encryption from being part of the consumer technology?
What it sounds like is that the FBI does want Congress to pass legislation that requires companies to build in a security flaw that only the government will have access to. And then everything can be wiretap ready when they ask for information. And as I said, that flaw, if that legislation were to pass, then it would create a vulnerability that can be exploited by criminals and would not just be used for good purposes. And it would also require companies, including startups and small companies, to build this flaw into their products and then defend it. And they would have to be liable for the exploitive uses of it. And that's actually really hard and could be prohibitively expensive and risky for a startup.
So you've said, and I want to know more about this, that there is technology already available for the general public. They don't have to get the latest phone or whatever. It's out there that will provide them all the encryption that they need so that they can do whatever they want. And so we're really not changing the game a whole lot. This is not a game changer with these new phones. Is that right?
Well, there are absolutely products out there that can provide consumers with strong encryption. There are numerous products. There's also phones. You can buy not just software, but an actual very secure phone. The issue there, though, is that it does take a little bit of doing. It takes some technological savvy and some time to actually cobble together your strong security. And what Apple and Google have done, as well as other services have done, by providing strong security to everybody, is that they've made it easier for the average person to do.
Because this is what consumers want.
Consumers have been clamoring for this, not just because of hacking and identity theft, but also because, yes, the revelations about U.S. government spying on them have troubled many people, and this is something that they have asked for. And unfortunately, a lot of that overbroad government spying has not yet been reformed. We have not yet seen reform legislation like the USA Freedom Act go through Congress.
Harley Geiger is a senior counsel at the Center for Democracy and Technology. Harley, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks again.
And this is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. Thanks for tuning us in.